about
and then, of course, your commercial
fences. It's one of those first dozen, and
at the first, they call these anchor. You weren't interested in the in the brick wall, the wire fence, picket fence, the board fence.
There are no right fences here, are there?
Cause no, no.
That's a good reason not to have them. Well, that pretty well does the wood ones then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Because there's infinite variety that they into which you can design wood fences.
Oh, now, is this anchor type fence?
No, that's a commercial. That's that retaining, well, they refer to more, I guess, as security fences.
Oh, yeah, so those are those metal ones.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
what you're talking about. Okay. When you put up a wire fence, you have to drive a lot of
staples.
Okay. Now, what do you, I was going to ask you about rocks and stones, but you don't have rocks and stones.
No, you won't, I doubt if there's a stone wall, unless it was, there's one magnificent home just being finished where they hauled a bunch of stone up out of North Georgia to make a stone wall.
Uh-huh.
But it's strictly decorative, and it's part of the house design, so you wouldn't really call it a wall.
Uh-huh.
It's just part of the structure.
What do you call these parts of the fence?
Post.
Okay. What dishware is called? What?
Dishes.
Well, what's the biggest country in Asia?
Oh, you're talking Chinaware.
Yeah.
Chinaware.
Okay. And a chicken lays an
egg.
And have you ever heard of that expression, something to put in a nest full of chickens?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Would you call it a China egg, or would you call it something else? To fool a chicken with.
Yeah, that's what you call it, China egg.
Uh-huh. And do these things work?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Sure do.
I don't know about those chickens. Seems like they'd wise up after a while, know what's going on.
And it doesn't have to be egg-shaped, most anything. A white, smooth rock.
Uh-huh. What's a large wooden container open at the top for carrying a liquid in?
Bucket.
Okay. And what's the same thing made out of metal?
Paper.
Okay. What would a wooden bucket be used for?
Toting water.
Or do people use them anymore?
Toting water or planting. You don't see many buckets anymore, though. Drawing water out of wells. Water and stock? Is that what you were asking?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For carrying water.
Uh-huh. Would milk ever be carried in a wooden one?
I doubt it.
Uh-huh. It might be difficult to clean again.
I guess there was a time when before they began making metal buckets, milk pails, as they were actually called, milk pail. But I never have seen buckets used to carry milk in.
Okay. Something for frying things in on the stove is called a
frying pan.
Okay. And is it flat or round on the bottom?
Flat.
Okay. And would it be made of iron or sheet metal?